Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are launching another live global transmission against tyranny. Thank you for riding shotgun with us today. It is Friday, the 16th of December, 2011. And we have the director and producer of the new film proving that Oklahoma City bombing in 95 was a government inside job, false flag terror attack, used as a pretext to take liberties in this nation and demonize the proto-Tea Party constitutional movement that was gaining steam, the states' rights movement, in 1995. Bill Clinton, of course, told reporters on Air Force One right after being reelected in 96 that he owed his reelection entirely. You can pull the quotes up in USA Today to that bombing and how it brought the country together. He means let him play the part of a victim and take on the images of the dead children and to basically say, if you don't support me and all of my gun-grabbing policies and the UN and the rest of it, you support domestic terrorism. And these gentlemen have gone out and gotten interviews with survivors of the attack, like Jane Graham, who saw McVeigh and other government people planting bombs in the building. Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, who knew it was a government job. They've talked to his mother. It's an amazing film. It's available, by the way, at Infowars.com. And it kind of snuck up on me that they're on today. I wanted to play some clips. I'll probably play the trailer, at least when they join us here. But they've spent years making this, and I hope you get it. Again, it's available at Infowars.com, and your purchase supports my operation, their filmmaking operation. But more importantly, you get a film that is a testament to history to understand why this attorney general and this Democratic Party carried out Operation Fast and Furious, shipping guns into Mexico, narcotics back into the United States, and laundering money, which has come out in the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, and now the New York Times. But they have these whitewashes. In fact, I saw a New York Times article. I aimed it to you guys, but I haven't seen it in the stack yet, but I haven't gone through all of it. Got here a bit late today. But there was a New York Times article about watching a president cave in. And it said, oh, the president got pressured into now saying he'll sign the National Defense Authorization Act to put troops on the streets of America. How wonderful the news that he was going to oppose it, but then they put pressure on him, and it's just too bad he caved. That was the cover story. It's on record, and the letters from the White House have been made public to the senators asking them from the beginning to add the provision in there that U.S. citizens can be arrested by the military, detained indefinitely, disappear into a black hole, be transported to a foreign country, and disappear. I mean, the British did far less, and they were revolted against by our forefathers. By the way, yesterday was Bill of Rights Day. It's ratification day. Obama hasn't signed it yet. He said he was going to sign it or was looking at signing it yesterday, but they didn't. Today is the Boston Tea Party anniversary, December 16th, 1773. And who knows, he may robo-sign it with a robot, which is unconstitutional, and that's why he does it. I mean, they launch wars now without even a rubber stamp from Congress. So it's all coming up today. Chris Emery, James Lane will be joining us from Oklahoma via Skype. Bob Chapman, always, will be with us in the last 40 minutes of the show. I wanted to have at least an hour and 20 minutes with those guests. Bob will give us the last 40 on the economy, give us his weekly breakdown on that. I haven't even gotten into all the news dealing with another strike against free speech. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us, for listening to the broadcast, and for supporting the broadcast and spreading the word about the syndicated radio/TV transmission. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then, of course, back Sundays, and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, where we stream the video of the radio show as well, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You can find the Facebook and the rest of it as well linked at Infowars.com. At the top of every article page, we have little icons there that lead you to the different fronts that we're fighting the globalist on in cyberspace. And speaking of that, here is a AFP article, French news agency, Internet Architects Oppose U.S. Online Piracy Bills. And The Hill, The Washington Post, basically every publication out there, even establishment publications, admit this is a war on free speech. That was one headline, a, quote, communist Chinese censorship model. This is exactly what we're dealing with here. A group of prominent architects of the Internet added their voices Thursday to those opposing legislation in the U.S. Congress intended to crack down on online piracy. In an open letter to Congress, more than 80 engineers, inventors, and software developers expressed concerns about the bills introduced in the Senate and the House of Representatives that they're trying to pass today. Notice they're trying to get it all through right now. To use the military domestically, to arrest whoever they want, to kill whoever they want. The literal anti-Bill of Rights. A huge declaration of tyranny against everyone. In an open letter to Congress, more than 80 engineers, inventors, and software developers, including people, you know, the real inventors of the Internet, not Al Gore, who asinine, you know, lied, had no connection to it, expressed concerns about the bills introduced in the Senate and House of Representatives. Their letter came a day after the founders of Google, Twitter, Yahoo, and other Internet giants voiced opposition to Stop Online Piracy Act being considered in the House and Senate version known as the Protect IP Act, Intellectual Property Act, which is really just the secret international copyright treaty that Obama's tried to keep secret for 2 years, that China and Russia, by the way, support and are already using to censor their political enemies. The legislation has received the backing of Hollywood, the music industry, the Business Software Alliance, and the National Association of Manufacturers, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and other groups. Well, yeah, it allows them to just shut down anybody. I mean, you've heard how they've, what was it, Rupert Murdoch was suing Skype because it has SKY in the beginning of it. It's not even called Sky. It's called Skype. I mean, can I call something SKY and then add something onto the end of it? I mean, there's hundreds of words. So it's getting down to the very words to where we can't communicate. And in this new digital system where everything's connected, you won't even be able to talk. In fact, they're discussing making digital words that you speak online over Skype or over other systems that will be censored. Now, you're hearing that they're coming out with embedded Trojan tech inside the smartphones, where government just hits a button and citywide they all turn off, or their cameras turn off. You're seeing what Toyota and others are announcing, that soon the car will have a little scrambler system that turns your cell phone off when the car is on. See, you are guilty until proven slave. It's not guilty until proven innocent. You are guilty, period, and everything you do is going to be tracked, and you're going to pay for it all with the not even Trojan horse stuff that's built into it. Now, it was Trojan horse in the last 20 years. Now it's just in your face. I mean, I tell people 15 years ago that cell phones by law had to have a switch where the government can dial in and turn them on even when they look like they're off and listen to you. And now in the last 5-6 years, they've admitted it. Again, until they get something through, they never want to have a discussion about it. It goes on to say, but it's come under fire from digital rights and free speech organizations for allegedly paving the way for U.S. authorities to shut down websites, access accused of online piracy, including foreign sites, without due process. Yeah, it's an international agreement. If enacted, either of these bills will create an environment of tremendous fear and uncertainty for technology innovation and seriously harm the credibility of the United States and its role as a steward of key Internet infrastructure, the Internet architects said in their letter. Both bills risk fragmenting the Internet's global domain name system and have other capricious technical consequences, they said, such as promoting censorship. All censorship schemes impact speech beyond the category they're intended to restrict, but these bills are particularly egregious in that regard because they cause entire domains to vanish from the web, not just infringing pages or files, they said. An incredible range of useful law-abiding sites can be blacklisted under these proposals. Yes, it is and this is the main architects of the Internet. Most of them former NSA engineers. You go read their names. Bet we should probably get some of them on. Saying what I've told you. I told you years ago how they would do it, how they would roll it out through copyright. And already the Justice Department in the last 2 years, every day I hear about them seizing hundreds of sites, sometimes thousands. They'll go into a giant server farm division of an IT company. You see it in the news constantly. And we'll grab 50,000, 100,000 sites at a pop, entire buildings, and pull the computers out of the walls, the servers, and drag them off for one link on a message board to a song that you can download. In fact, just last week, there was the headline where the Justice Department, a year after, admitted it shut down a big music site where people were putting alternative music and you know, kind of a commons, because they wanted it to be heard, posting it. It was alternative music. And the record industry got mad because they couldn't control it. They want to decide what becomes popular. And so they just basically paid the government to go in and shut it down. It was a site making millions of dollars a month. And because they claimed four songs out of hundreds of thousands. And it's a site where you post your music. And then it turned out those four songs had the authorization. That's kind of like Shooter Jennings gave me the contract. He holds the copyright. He approached us as a listener of the show. I said, hey, we ought to put this in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, your Summer of Rage song about martial law coming to America. And I got a contract saying I have full right to do it. Boom, got hit with a copyright deal by the record company. Even though they don't hold the copyright, even though he authorized me to, and I had to literally send them letters and say, okay, if you want to go to the route of other, they were trying to shut my videos down online. I make the film, I give it away for free, get millions of views online, trying to warn people, and I've got an automatic computer system. Now they do it for audio. Now here's an example. Endgame, I decided to distribute into stores. I hold the copyright. And then a sub-distributor out of Canada fed all the films that they have the distribution rights to, the audio from them, not just the music, but the voices, into a database. And now when anybody tries to upload Endgame, even 30 seconds of it, my voice, it's blocked off the internet. That's what this does. And the NSA runs it. The Department of Defense is in control of it. The four branches of the military. And that's why they talk about domestically operating inside the United States. This is the military now able to go in and just shut your website down. Shut the servers down, shut the domain name down for nothing. For nothing. And the government, Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, says they want to do this. In fact, he says he wants people like myself arrested. And he said, what's the benchmark of arresting someone? Well, they say 9/11 might be an inside job. Arrest them. He said, if you say that a little bit of sunlight's needed, which most doctors say, it's on record, it decreases cancer, internal cancer, that you need some moderate sun. He said, I believe that's a conspiracy theory, arrested. I mean, there's been mainstream articles about this. People say, well, that sounds crazy and over the top. Tyrants are about being over the top. They're about setting the precedent that when they say jump, you say how high. And then you jump how high they say. They say jump 1 foot. You jump 1 foot. They still beat you over the head. And you say, why'd you do that? And they said, because I didn't like the look on your face. It's all about we do what we want because we're getting ready to take all your pension funds. And we're getting ready to fully bankrupt you. And the only people that are going to be on the payroll is paramilitary people with drones and goons absolutely breaking you. And these globalists think they can get away with it. It's like Corzine gets up on TV and says, I don't know where the billions went. And the head of the CMT group goes, he took the money. And the media and the government and the Justice Department says, well, he can keep it. That's fine. And by the way, we're going to ship drugs in for your children to use. They're going to show you Marines growing opium on Fox News and say it's patriotic. And the government admits, okay, we got the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day 2 years ago, but still it's okay. I mean, now they don't even, I don't even know why they think they need to start shutting down the internet and censoring talk radio and the people. Now it's all out there and they just flounce around doing it. And everybody else is too busy talking about, you know, the NFL and how important that is. So, but there is a lot of people waking up. And so the globalists know they're going into this final phase of takeover. And that's why they're saying they're going to use the military against us. They're going to secretly arrest here where they want. And they're going to start shutting the internet down. No judge, no jury. Corporations say shut a site down. No judge, no jury. Your site's gone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Castaway, sending out an SOS. I've been warning people for a long time about the fact that historical trends prove that we were headed into tyranny. The globalists themselves, let's crank that back up, sending out an SOS. But this isn't a message in the bottle now. I mean, sure, 17 years ago when I first got on air, I could see some people who had no historical reference seeing what was happening in the country, and that's good, thanks, and getting upset that somebody like myself was criticizing their precious government and their precious system, because that's how childlike people think and operate. That they think the government is their government, and when you're criticizing it, that you're being unpatriotic, when that's the opposite of patriotism, to just do whatever the government says. That's how you get a North Korea or a communist China or a Nazi Germany or a Soviet Russia. I mean, I go over this over and over again, and now we have bona fide, classical, in-your-face tyranny on every single front in this country and worldwide. It's global, standardized, corporate takeover, the New World Order system, and it's anti-family, it's anti-individual private property right, it's pro-police state, total surveillance, secret arrest, mass murder. And it's sold as if it's security, when you can see that none of us are secure, and that as this system is brought into place, the economy is dying, the society is imploding. I saw an AP article today, mayors and state officials complain to the federal government that homelessness is up and joblessness and crime and things are falling apart and that this isn't a recovery. It was never meant to be a recovery. Just because they keep saying for 3 years, oh, we might go back into recession. We never left the recession 4 years ago. We're in a depression according to every classical economic metric measurement. But there's a new level of lying by government. It's like Obama saying, I'm against this bill, and putting letters out saying the secret arrest of citizens disappearing into black holes and worldwide warfare and killing of citizens by the military, that's wrong. Meanwhile, he was demanding behind the scenes in letters that it be added. And I guess that was in case it didn't pass, he could then act like he was against it. But it passed overwhelmingly House and Senate. And now the New York Times comes out and says, the sound of one president caving. For a while, the administration encouraged people to think that President Obama would take a stand against the unnecessary and very dangerous provisions that Congress jammed to the annual National Defense Authorization Act. He threatened to veto the whole bill in order to block new rules that would mandate the military custody of most terrorist suspects, U.S. citizens, and officially sanction their indefinite detention without due process. Yesterday, the president backed down completely and announced that they were satisfied. Yeah, because they changed the bill to say specifically the president is a dictator, not just the entire Department of Defense. Oh, goody, the president's the dictator, not just the Secretary of Defense. I mean, this, it doesn't get any more purebred tyranny than this, to have a government where the king says he can just say, take this person away, and they disappear for no reason. I mean, kings, even in the Middle Ages, would have some type of gesticulation and non sequitur they went through where they claimed there was some process and ceremony before you disappeared into a dungeon. In fact, they would torture you to go ahead and have you confess. So they'd say, well, see, now we're going to put you in prison for life or kill you. Is a complete oxymoron. And for a while they were saying, we're going to torture you to make you say you're guilty. And they tried to sell that to the public. And now they're just saying, forget it. We'll keep torturing too, because that's what good guys do, of course. But we're just going to have you disappear. How's that sound? And then they've got the military creeping around in every rural area for at least a decade, getting ready for martial law with the FBI, commanded by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. And now those secret meetings are all public, and they have the Rural Affairs Council, and they're using predator drones on people, farmers. I mean, it's bad. I mean, we got bad guys running the country. And people are like, well, why are they going to screw the economy up and screw everything up if they're already in control? Because they like pain and misery, and they want to fully break everybody so no one can ever overthrow them. It's called scorched earth. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back, my friends. It is Friday, the 16th day of December 2011. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to finish up the point I'm making about the total tyrant takeover that's taking place. And then I'm going to continue getting into some other issues concerning the political campaign that's happening in this nation. But just now when I said the total tyrant takeover, I hesitated because tyranny is just a word. Tyrant, traitor, treachery is just a word. The killing fields of Cambodia with a third of the population killed and giant fields full of skeletons, that is just words. But to experience being shot and killed, the whole families, to experience what Hitler did, to experience what Stalin did, to experience what all the thousands of tyrants have done throughout history, and to see this system reconstituting itself, a system of evil, wicked people ruling over us, to see it massing, and to see the technocrats not just eating around the edges of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, common sense, basic freedom, and to see the United States now a devil on a hill, not a light on a hill, but a evil antenna broadcasting destruction. To see that happen, and to see how corrupt and decadent the general public is, the United States is going to turn into a tyranny the likes of which the world has never seen. Imagine what a Hitler or a Stalin could have done with this country if they controlled it. And that's basically what's happened. And these globalists can't help it. I mean, they're going to take private bank accounts. They're going to euthanize old people. They're going to shut down alternative media because we're exposing them. They're going to start giant new wars. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on foreign enemies. I mean, how could anyone in their right mind not know that government stages terror attacks when Gladio's been declassified, Operation Ajax, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods? If you're a new listener and don't know what these things are, write them down and research them. I don't have time. There'd be a good football game this weekend with the Broncos and the Patriots. That's what's really important, you know, the male soap opera. Okay, great. Watch your football. But this is not a time to be doing that. And you know, having a simulated combat that you watch and, oh, your team won, so the, you know, the week ahead is going to be great. Real evil is massing. And everything we've seen so far is just probing and beta testing. As the real onslaught starts moving, it's going to get more and more intense, faster and faster. And you're already seeing that. I mean, 80 of the inventors of the internet, the engineers, the admitted inventors, the software developers, many of these people, billionaires, have even come out and said, look, this is the end of the internet, the end of freedom, a global, worldwide treaty. That's what this bill is in line with the treaty, to allow the total shutdown of anything selectively and the militaries of the world domestically running the internet and hacking it up. I mean, I read to you the quotes. And that all that's going to be allowed under the Internet 2 system, the establishment calls it, is certain corridors and maybe 1,000 sites or so that themselves are owned by university governments and a handful of Fortune 100s who then have sub-sites, and then you have a sub-account with them, and then you waive all your rights to be on that. And other domains, goodbye. Talk radio, goodbye. Goodbye to all of it. You're like, they'll never get away with that. Oh, yeah? You just watch. You wait till Al-Qaeda working with a militia, and I know that doesn't make sense. Why would right-wingers work with Al-Qaeda? It's not going to be real. But you wait till they blow up a big building in Chicago. You just wait, and it won't matter if it's one owned by Larry Silverstein again, like the Chicago Sears Tower, formerly Sears Tower. It won't matter how obvious it is. They could have the government there with blasting plungers doing it. I mean, they put the drugged underwear bomber, CIA does, on the plane. It comes out in congressional testimony, and the Congress is like, oh, so the government put him on the plane. All right, let's move on to the next point. Oh, and you don't know where the money is, Corzine. Let's move on to the next point. Oh, look, federal court, government declares national security, admits they ship drugs in and control major cartels and are fighting the other ones. And the government shipped the guns into Mexico to actually help kill those cartels and blame the Second Amendment. Let's just move on. Thank you, Mr. Holder. You won't be getting in any trouble for that. And I could just go on and on with how it's just in your face. You know, I talked about 12 years ago. And even Bloomberg came out at AP and Reuters last year and said there was a deal in 1999. Where the top insurance companies met with the Justice Department and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they were given an internal executive memorandum from the Department of Defense and from the president at the time, it was Bill Clinton, that they could start taking death benefits from the widows and widowers of service people from World War II through current. And they just and the people are supposed to get their insurance, and they get a letter saying you're not getting it. Sorry, this new code. And then it's never even in the news. And then it comes out. People are like, hey, I don't care if they're taking veterans death benefits. I'm just going to stick an American flag on my car and run up to people in uniform at the shopping mall and go, oh, I really support your service. Thank you. It's all like this little fake sick thing they do. You know, for most people. I mean, if you supported their service, don't stick them down a meat grinder. Don't let them breathe DU and not get treatment. Or let the government use DU without proper decontamination and clothing. Don't let them be guinea pigs for experimental vaccines. Actually know about the military. I mean, that'd be like in Germany. They said, you got to support the troops. Hitler took Germany to war with this. 20 million Germans died total, civilian and military. Like 8 million in their military, 12 million civilians. Look it up. Some estimates are as high as 25 million. Germany was only 60 million. That's close to a third of their population. No, it's even more than that. It's more than a third. 60 million, that's close to half. It was 20 million. As it would be a third if it's 20, but it was 22 or more. The point is, that's a big part of the population. And Hitler would always say, support the troops. Goebbels wrote books on it. Support them. Support the war. Support the troops. And it's the exact same thing today. And again, you're just like the Germans. You're not going to recognize it. I understand that. Not until there's a nuclear war. Not until the globalists release their deadly bioweapon. And you know, it's as long as you get right with God, as you and your whole family are dying, if we don't stop these people down the road and they release their super bioweapons, like the mouse pox that kills 99% of humans it comes in contact with and studies, just at least as you're dying, get right with God. As your children, your wife are dying around you, you're a tough guy, SWAT team guy who's waged war on the evil patriots and everything, you feel good about yourself, and the globalists are now getting rid of you, just admit you were wrong and repent to God as you vomit your guts out with sores all over your body and pus pouring out of your hind end, and just repent to God for your sins. That's going to be the most important thing. That's the real reason I'm here. So that all that is going to come and going to come to pass, you would have been warned, because that's God's rule. You will be warned first before you stick your hand in that meat grinder. There's always time to turn back before the final hammer drops, before the ram hits the wall. But the ram is getting ready to hit the wall. And once it hits the wall, all these evil people that brought this in, because they're like moths to a flame, they're evil, they're tuned into that dark wavelength, they think something beautiful is about to happen, and they'll be happy as they're torn limb from limb by the system. They're of their father. They like death. People are like, what's the New World Order after? It's not after even global government. That's just a system to have worldwide persecution and death, in their own words. Their philosophers all write about getting rid of all humans and how they're going to transcend with machines and leave the planet and be gods. I mean, you talk about people being given a delusion by a dark entity. If they're in the devil, boy, there sure should be. Because, I mean, only something like pure evil could come up with that. The globalists are rewriting the genome of the planet and creating abominations that don't even work right and are all screwed up, and we're given facsimiles of food that only make us ill and bloated, and they're trying to ban real food. People are like, oh, they're not really trying to do that. Oh, really? And they're not really trying to shut down free speech. AP, AFP, Reuters admitting the end of the internet as you know it. New York Times going, well, it does allow citizens to disappear. And the New York Times is like, maybe that's reasonable. I mean, go read it. Now it's like, well, I guess it does affect citizens, but it's what we need, and Obama said he was against it, but it turns out he was behind the scenes for it. Of course, Obama is a husk. He is a vessel of evil. He isn't even real. That's what I figured out. I don't even hate these people anymore. I realize they're zombies. They are. They are zombies with a heartbeat. Dick Cheney doesn't have a heartbeat. He has that bionic heart and was outside, and you can pull it up. AP, Reuters, and Wired Magazine all had the headline, Dick Cheney has no pulse. In fact, let's put that up on screen. People won't believe me. The point is that they're just given over to their petty evil, and you're not going to be able to help them. And I look at all these articles I've got here. Here's one at prisonplanet.com. DHS aircraft aided in massacre of 73. Homeland Security surveillance plane helped Jamaican police carry out atrocity. In Jamaica, trying to cut back on small drug smuggling operations that aren't laundering their money through the globalist operation. And again, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's 100% in Congress, in CIA hearings, since the 60s and 70s, 80s, 90s, right through to today. Yeah, there's New York Daily News. Dick Cheney, former vice president, has no pulse. And he's lived now a year and a half or more with that. Most people don't live more than 6 to 8 months with it because they get real depressed on having a pulse. They say Cheney enjoys it. An undead vice president. Welcome to Buck Rogers. Is it 2012 yet? Oh, yeah, it is. People are like, why do you laugh? It's gallows sick humor. You see, the globalists teach people to not have rudders or moral compasses. And I'm not on some high horse here. The point is that when you have no rudder or no compass or you hate having a conscience, common sense, instincts, whatever you want to call it, well, then everything automatically steers towards the lowest common denominator in culture, in music, in religion, in science, and it just becomes a hellhole run by the worst of society. If good people stand down, the most evil take over. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And when you do nothing, you allow the most evil people out of 7 billion people plus, 7 billion 200 something thousand they estimate right now, as of 2 days ago. I looked at the latest numbers. 7 billion and a couple hundred thousand change out of them. And the globalists admit in their own book, Rothkopf, Superclass, and others, that there's 6,000 super gophers for less than 20 families that run it all. And those 6,000 gophers will do anything for power, anything for status, anything for chicken feed, fiat money printed up out of nothing. They will sell their soul for mammon. But that's the servant class. The actual dark lords of the New World Order want death. When you really read their literature, when you really study them, they are like a dimensional gate they're trying to open to unleash absolute death. They want burned fields, destroyed cities, death. They want a dead planet. The New World Order wants a dead planet at the end of the day. And I'm telling you, that's what's coming. Because who runs them? Who runs the New World Order? If they're ridden the devil, you know what? There might as well be, because the New World Order is into death. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. What does the New World Order do? What is its fruits? Killing, stealing, and destroying. And they sell us on being a bunch of cowards that hide under our tables of boogeymen Al-Qaeda, that easier to be struck by lightning twice in a year statistically than to be killed by Al-Qaeda. And then Al-Qaeda publicly works for the big banks and has given Libya and all these countries and us the underwear bombers put on the plane and over again, all of it, the same story I've seen 100 times, false flag over and over again, and then I'm the traitor for not being insane like you are, some of you that support this lie. It's not I'm the bad man for having courage. There's no courage in what I'm doing. I'll explain this to you. When you really grasp what the New World Order is, it would take the most insane, blind, demonic courage the world has ever seen to not fight this. Because it's death. It's destruction. It's bondage. You don't make deals with it. And people slowly thought it was cute to get into corruption, cute to get into laughing at people that were involved and cared. Oh, look at that kook. Now people are going to find out it's not funny. They're going to find out it's not fun. They're going to find out the wages of corruption, the fruit of corruption, the byproduct of not having a Bill of Rights and Constitution and not caring about freedom. Well, when you don't want freedom and you won't stand up for it, you know what you get? You know what the opposite of freedom is? It's slavery. And they're going to take your time, they're going to take your energy, they're going to take your health, they're going to take your children, they're going to take with the pharmacies and the drugs and the stuff in the water and the food, your very intellect. They're going to steal everything from you. And you can see it in the public's eyes right now. People are either more awake and their eyes are burning with understanding, or they're like zombies. You can't even get attention. You can't even get to see what you're doing. You can't even get them to give you their attention. Because they have just because if you don't see what's going on around you, it means you've given in to greater and greater degrees of lies. You've rationalized so many things so many times that you now are completely, by your own incremental successive approximation, not even conscious anymore. You've had your free will sucked out of you, stolen. Now, there's always a seed of free will left, unless you've totally, willfully turned yourself over to evil. But as for me, I want God in my life. I want the Holy Spirit, if you want to call it, in my life. I want God in my life. I recognize that the surface of evil that looks sexy and powerful is not. It's easy to kill. It's hard to create. Creation is beautiful. Life and love is power. Not some hydrogen bomb. We come back, Ron Paul demonized and attacked by the Stepford wife, Lord Bachman, the witch of war.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sometimes Satan. First he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet kids together. We got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that I ever have been sung. Good intentions can be evil.
John Satan. All right, my friends. Michelle Bachmann is a intelligent, attractive woman who's pro-Second Amendment. She's certainly better than somebody like Newt Gingrich. But on the issue of war, she is a very dangerous person. And they lied to us and said Iraq could blow up England in 45 minutes and attack the U.S. and had to be attacked. And it was all a lie. Now they've just changed the last letter in the word Iraq from a Q to an N, and it says Iran. And they are all attacking Ron Paul because they know he's the real front runner. Gingrich has begun to sink as people learn about him and how he's a consummate insider and flip-flops. And so they're having Michelle Bachmann and Rush Limbaugh and the neocons all come out against him as if he's horrible because he doesn't want to attack Iran. He wants them to nuke us. Now, remember, 60-plus percent of Israelis in major polls are against it. The Jerusalem Post and others have reported. Netanyahu had to fire the head of the Mossad and the military, about a year ago, because they're against it. And they've come out and said it'll be a catastrophe. Our own CIA, who I'm certainly not defending, has come out and said it's a bad idea. The Secretary of Defense has said it's a bad idea. Why are they saying Ron Paul is bad? Because they're scared of him, folks. They know he's a patriot. They know he's a level-headed doctor and a scholar who's not radical at all. Hey, let's not torture. Let's have the Bill of Rights. Let's not have citizens secretly arrested. Let's not have the government censor the internet and take control of it and have the Pentagon run kill switches. Let's not have all this happen. And they go, that's crazy. And then Bachmann misrepresents what Ron Paul is really saying. Let's go ahead and play the short clip of this exchange last night in the debate.
And the problem would be the greatest underreaction in world history if we have an avowed madman who uses that nuclear weapon to wipe nations off the face of the earth. And we have an IAEA report that just recently came out that said literally Iran is within just months of being able to obtain that weapon. Okay. Nothing could be more dangerous than the comments that we just heard.
All right, 30 seconds.
There is no UN report that said that. It's totally wrong on what you just said.
That is not true.
They produced information that led you to believe that, but they have no evidence. There's no been no enrichment
and
of these bombs.
If we agree with that, the United States people could be at risk of our national security.
She took my time, so I'd like to finish. If she thinks we live in a dangerous world, she ought to think back when I was drafted in 1962 with the nuclear missiles in Cuba. And Kennedy calls Khrushchev and talks to him and talks him out of this, and we don't have a nuclear exchange. And you're trying to dramatize this, that we have to go and treat Iran like we've treated Iraq and kill a million Iraqis and 8,000 some Americans have died since we've gone to war. You cannot solve these problems with war. You can solve the problems if we follow our Constitution, go to war, only when we declare the war, go in and win them and get them over with instead
All
of
right.
this endless
And the rest of clips at InfoWars.com. But you heard her. We could be at risk. We're at risk of a tyrannical government that's butchering the Bill of Rights and robbing us right now.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.